Steve, over the holidays, you issued a further challenge to our Ministry of Health, and that was to do with the anonymity. This data was fully anonymized, so there is no threat to privacy, which is what the Ministry of Health is maintaining against Barry Young. What did you say to them?
Well, I said, look, you know, there's certainly a possibility that somebody's personal health information, PHI, could be discovered, because there's always a chance of that, no matter how well you do an obfuscation. And so in the United States, the HIPAA law recognizes that and says, well, if you do, you know, these things and it's very difficult, then it's deemed to be okay, and you're cleared as to using that information. So what I've said to them is that, hey, look, I'm not interested in leaking anyone's personal health information that could conceivably create irreparable harm. So if there's any record that you think could be compromised from the obfuscated database, please let me know and I'll delete it.
Any reply?
No. Silence. I even contacted the law firm that is basically contacting my hosting provider, telling them to take down my data. And I said, look, you don't have any jurisdiction over them or me, but I would love to, you know, if there's anything that compromises people's health information, I will be happy to take it down. And just give me the list and tell me how it could be compromised so that I know that, you know, we're not removing things that shouldn't be removed. They gave me no list. They didn't even respond. In fact, I did get a response finally from the senior partner at Clyde and Co. And he wrote me back and he said, please talk to me for further correspondence. And I said, okay, great. When can we have a Zoom call where we can talk about my voluntarily complying with your order because you don't have jurisdiction over me? I got no response. I can show you show it to you right here. This proves that the guy's basically not responding. They're basically saying, this is urgent. We need to take this data down. You need to take down the server. And I said, look, I'm willing to voluntarily comply. Just tell me the MRNs, the medical record numbers, which is it's NHI in the original database, but we obfuscated it, called medical record number. It's just tell me the MRN of the records that they want removed that they believe could be compromised and how they could be compromised. They apparently have a list because that's what they say on their website. They say, oh, you know, we found some things that could be compromised. Look, I'm happy to remove these records. I don't think it'll jeopardize the overall statistics. But if, like, I wouldn't want to compromise the private health information of a dead person, for example. I mean, that they might turn over in their grave if that information were revealed that they were vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, or if they weren't. Like, actually, you can't reveal any information that they weren't vaccinated because only people in this database were vaccinated. So it would basically reveal that someone was vaccinated in New Zealand. 90% of the people in New Zealand were vaccinated. So I don't understand. Maybe you can explain to me, Liz. How could it create irreparable harm to know that someone in New Zealand was vaccinated, which 90% of the people in New Zealand were? Or how could it create irreparable harm knowing that somebody who died 24 hours after they got the COVID vaccine? I mean, because COVID vaccines are perfectly safe, so nobody would have a implication of that. I mean, like, if that got out, I mean, how could that be harmful? That it just be coincidence. So can you figure this out? See, that's why I want a discussion with them, because I am not able to figure out how it could cause irreparable harm. And I've surveyed people. I did a survey on X, and I asked people, Hey, if your father just died in the hospital and the hospital workers comes up to you and says, well, did you know your father was given remdesivir just before he died? And I ask people, would you want to know more? And the answer was like 99% said yes.
Absolutely.
So I don't get how this could cause harm. And you mean be like, so Liz, have you had the flu vaccine?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's baffling. It's the word baffling. The whole thing is baffling. In fact, I've had a lot of people over the holidays approach me and say, it's fully anonymized, so nobody is compromised. It's our data. We should be able to see it and decide for ourselves. They're telling us it shows the jab is safe and effective. What are they scared of? Why
aren't they revealing it? Why aren't they doing their own obfuscation and revealing the data? I'll take my data. Look, I'll take my data down in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If they release all the records, I'll voluntarily do it. I'll take it down. Like, if they've got better obfuscation that's more secure, that's awesome. And they have all the records. I'm happy to take my database down.
But I'll tell you the killer one that Kiwis are saying to me, Steve. When Jacinda Ardern was in charge and bullying everybody into getting the jab, by the way, a lot of people in New Zealand say they never believed we got to 90%, that was lies from the government. But when she was doing that, our medical information and our privacy had zero value in this country. The Ministry of Health said, no, that you want to go to a cafe or get your hair done or go to a gym. You've got to reveal your personal medical information, whether you're jabbed or not. And suddenly now, when we've got fully anonymized data, oh my gosh, this would be terrible. And we have to put somebody on trial for fully anonymized data. None of this.
Exactly.
None of it.
Yes. You have a Vax pass in New Zealand. It's got a QR code. People scan it. And they can know whether you've been vaccinated or not. And the Vax Pass also has your birth date on it. And you have to show that so that they can compare it with your driver's license so they can see all the information on your driver's license as well in order to get into a place. And, you know, I don't know how many places, you know, bars, restaurants, and all that would, you know, and people like, you know, are basically revealing their forced to reveal this information that is now somehow that'd be terrible if that were leaked out. Whereas before it was just fine. I mean, I don't understand that, Liz. Can you explain that to me? I mean,
it can only come up with the word they use, Steve. It is all baffling. But the people, we are waking up to the con. So where to from here, Steve? Because I've said it before in our interviews, Kiwis love, many, many Kiwis love and value you for keeping on. You just keep reminding people this database is probably a world exceptional database. It is a large database. It's from the very Ministry of Health that rolled out the jab. It's crucial that people around the world look at this. Are you getting more uptake? Are you getting more interest as you discuss it over in America?
I'm always bringing it up because the beauty of what Barry did is that it's ground truth data. You don't get any more ground truth than individual medical records, and I can verify that it's all legit, and you can do the analysis on it, and you can do some really interesting analysis on it because you have the data. We've never had that before. I mean, we have it in Medicare, but we don't have it for an entire population. And so this is super valuable data, and there's a huge signal in this. And it happens when you analyze it from days since the jab. And what happens is if you get the jab, if the overall mortality in New Zealand is going down, if you got the jab, your mortality goes up. You die more and more as the months goes on instead of less and less, like you should be doing for seasonality. It's a clear, it's an unambiguous signal. The people who got the vax are defying gravity. They're dying at a higher rate. They're not dying at a lower rate than the rest of the population. They're dying at a higher rate. You can't deny it. I can't get a single epidemiologist anywhere in the world on camera to talk about the data. And I'm happy to share the data with them. And I can show them the Oracle queries. We can run it against the real database. You know, nobody seems to be interested in finding out whether these vaccines are safe or not. And here's the other thing. The epidemiologists in the Health New Zealand, I asked Barry, I said, Barry, have they ever come to you and asked to do a join between the NHI table and this PHEA pay table? Because to do the join, once you do the join, then you can do analysis based on the number of days until you die. And that would be the obvious analysis to do, and you'd have to have join table. And I don't know if they have access to run the Oracle queries. I kind of doubt it. I don't run into too many epidemiologists who know how to use Oracle or do Oracle SQL or use SQL Developer. But so they would probably go to Barry and say, hey, Barry, could you run this query? They've never asked, Liz. They've never asked, even after Barry said there's a safety signal here. I mean, who knows whether they asked after he left, but they never asked while he was still at Health New Zealand. The epidemiologists basically don't want to look at their own data. He said he never got a request to do any kind of queries on the data. That's insane.
It truly is. I mean, he built the system. He is the obvious one to go and clarify. All that the New Zealand Ministry of Health has done is go after him legally, go after you when you're not even in jurisdiction, try to go after me. They dropped some papers to me as well, and after sitting outside for a long time on the road. It's just pathetic. It is the sign of real tyrants when they will not discuss any truth and they bully those who offer the truth. And this is the frightening thing with the new government since October. Winston Peters, who is the new deputy leader, has said he's going to run an inquiry on the COVID response. His silence has been screaming. Now, people are saying he's being strategic. And I say to them, why doesn't he have a private meeting with Barry? A private meeting with Barry, you on the line, you both explain the data that you know is there to Winston Peters. Would you be willing to do that if Mr. Peters will have that call with you, Steve?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Great.
In a heartbeat. We could run the queries real time on the database so he can see that there's nothing going on here.
Yes.
You know?
This is the problem, and more Kiwis are wondering if the whole inquiry is just going to be yet another government whitewash. So, yeah, Mr. Peters, if you would like that, I can put you in touch with Barry and with Steve Kirsch, and it can be a private call, it can be a filmed call, whatever you would like, but you can at least have that conversation with these two people who are convinced the data shows excess deaths. Meantime, we've got Andrew Bridgen doing fantastic things in the UK. Steve, what's going on in America as far as progress on getting the truth about the jab out? Any progress there?
Well, you know, I keep writing articles. I paid for a survey, paid for an outside survey company to do a survey. And the survey randomly picks 1,000 people representative of America, totally random. And what it showed was that a number of people in the survey, a number of households, people died. There are people who died since 2021. And you know what the percentage that people ascribe to the vaccine for those deaths? I think it was 10%, 20%. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to be optimistic. 40%?
It was close to 50%.
Wow.
People in America most of whom believe the vaccines are safe. Over half the people believe the vaccines are safe.
Yep.
But when people had a death in their household, half the people, close to half the people, said it was from the COVID vaccine. And this survey can be replicated in the United States. It can be replicated in other countries, and it would probably show the same thing. But the thing is that none of the mainstream media wants to replicate my survey. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream medical community doesn't want to replicate the survey either. I wonder why.
See, I said
the survey. Oh, and what's worse? What's worse is that normally 75% of the deaths are people over 60. But when we did the survey for 2021 and beyond, it was inverted. 75% of the deaths were from people under 60. Whereas wow. In the United States, 75% of the deaths are for over 60. So it was inverted. Now, I wonder what could cause an inversion like that. Something that we've never seen before, and would have to be, a lot of people would have to be exposed to invert that death curve like that. And that was the most stunning result from this survey. And like I said, it was done by a professional pollster. He didn't have access to the list. It was a list compiled by TAP Research. We had no control over the list. TAP Research compiled the results. We have no control over twiddling that. We can't fake this stuff. So why doesn't anybody else run our survey? Why doesn't any fact checker go and run their own survey and let's see how it comes out? Because somebody's lying to people. And this survey shows that it's basically it's a smoking gun. But I'll bet you nobody in the legislature nobody in the New Zealand government is going to want to sponsor a similar survey, because you don't want to know, right? You don't want to know if the vaccine was responsible for massive numbers of deaths. I mean, nobody would want to know that, right, Liz? I mean, the public wouldn't want to know that their government is killing them. And so the government, in all transparency, the best thing to do is don't do the survey so people won't know. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
What we're piecing together here, Steve, if it was a court case, it's a very clear pattern of behavior. I mean, the mainstream media could put that survey out and so many Kiwis would respond, because quietly, in a country of just over 5 million, Kiwis are talking person to person to person. How many funerals have you been to, mate? How often are people that you know getting turbo cancers? These conversations are happening everywhere in New Zealand now.
Yeah.
They can't suppress that. They can't.
You know, the survey in New Zealand could be really simple. How many funerals did you go to in 2020?
Yeah.
How many did you go to in 2021? How about in 2022?
Yeah.
You know, could be really simple.
So where do we go to with this, Steve? I'd like to keep in touch with you. I'm keeping in touch with Andrew Bridgen as well, who says the numbers of our New Zealand data are showing up very similar numbers in the UK. So already we've got an alignment of two Five Eyes countries, where we know the Five Eyes countries have been particularly focused on by this big pharma. Meantime, we've got Bill Gates saying, and the British Medical Journal putting out an article saying that we must not look at the data, not look at the deaths. No, we must look at why people are vaccine hesitant and how we can reshape their thoughts. That's the British Medical Journal, which was once such a respected publication. Where do we go with this?
All I have to do is stop lying to people and admit that the vaccines were dangerous. Mm-hmm. And then at least you'd restore trust in the medical community. But short of that, which I just don't see them ever admitting that they made a mistake here. It would be like admitting that vaccines cause autism. Yeah. Like, that's so obvious to anybody who looks at the data that vaccines cause autism. And yet, I can't get a discussion going with anybody on this issue. I mean, there are a couple of people who agreed to debate with me on it, but nobody of any academic stature will debate this topic for some reason. Can't figure it out. But it's been like this for 20 years.
Meantime, Dr. Shiva, who didn't get the full database that you got from Barry, has been putting out what I can only call completely faulty analyses that also seem peppered with jealousy of you, Steve. So yeah. I again, personally, would issue to Dr. Shiva, here's your chance. I'd love to moderate a debate of you and Steve on what your views are, Shiva. And I think Steve will bring his really deep dive into the data. And let's have that debate.
Yeah. You know, look, if he can explain why there's a divergence in the slope, great. Like, let's hear it. But to just call me names is crazy. We should be sticking to the data. And the data shows that this vaccine is super harmful to people. It's basically the same, the patterns of increasing deaths per week. We see in the Medicare data as well. We see it in the Israeli data. We see it in the UK data. Like, I don't know how you could not see this.
Let's keep in touch, Steve, through the year. I think it's a good call that Kiwis contact Winston Peters and say, come on, we want you to talk to Barry Young and Steve Kirsch. And let's talk again after Barry's next court appearance, Steve, in February.
Yep.
Thank you for all you're doing for us.
Thank you, Liz, for everything that you've done.
We just keep at it, all of us.
Yep.
Thanks, Steve Kirsch.
Thanks.